In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want in like 20 minutes to present one of the best evangelists in the New Testament, is Saint John the Baptist, as an evangelist or a preacher. Usually we look at Saint John the Baptist as the one who came before Christ to pave the way for him to come for his mission. But we can look at Saint John as one of the best preachers ever seen on earth in the New Testament. First of all, you know, it was written, and John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Is there any relation between the cloth and the food you eat with your mission? Actually, there is real relation between the way you live your personal life and the mission you have. If you think much of your personal needs and you are always caring for your body and you are very kind with yourself in eating and clothing and taking rest, actually this affects negatively your mission. Those who had great missions in the history, they ignore their needs, or at least they did not live for their bodies, they lived for their mission. So by saying that his clothes was so and so, his food was so and so, we need not to be like him in this, but we need to get the idea of, don't think much of what you wear and what you eat, because this will stand against your mission. If you feel the urge of the mission, if you feel you have a great mission to do, you will not care much of this. Also in Romans 8 it was written, if you live according to the flesh you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body you will live. So if you are, you know, invited or called to be one of the preachers from today, you have to fight the desires of your body, and you have to stand against the, you know, these desires or the urge of these desires. Also it's written in Luke chapter 4, Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Saint Paul was one of those who cared not for his body. He was aware always of the how to fight his desires in order to complete his mission. So he said, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. As if you care much for your life and whatever your body needs, this will disqualify you as a good preacher. In Matthew chapter 11, they departed. Jesus began to say to the multitude concerning John. There was some discussion about the John. John was killed, was martyred. And then they asked him about his opinion about Saint John, the Lord. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? You know, before Christ started his mission, thousands of people went out into the wilderness to see who is this John, the one they called him Elijah, the one some called him Messiah. So many thousands went to see who is this man. So our Lord asked them, why did you go? What's amazing in this man made you go to see him? Are you shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? This is, you know, some kind of rebuking those who are having this kind of easy life. Indeed, those who were soft are in kings' houses. يعني ربنا يسوع بيقول ما كانوش ينفعوا اللي بيلبسوا اللبس المريح قوي دول ما ينفعوش للميشنز الكبيرة دي. But what did you go out to see? For the third time he is asking, why did you go and what did you go out to see? رحتوا تشوفوا ايه؟ ايه اللي شدكوا عشان تطلعوا للصحراء؟ شفتوا ايه زيادة؟ A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. So this sentence, you know, it's like a crown on the head of St. John, that the Lord himself said he is more than a prophet. These words were never given to any man before St. John. He is more than a prophet. Again, the first point I want to mention, there is some relation between your personal مش عارف أقولها إيه, stiffness with yourself or جدية with your body and desires and your mission later on. If you are strong enough to stop your desires and to fight your physical needs and to be, you know, a spiritual man guided by the Spirit, you can have a great mission with the Lord. At the proclaimer, when he was asked, who are you? They asked St. John, who are you? Are you Elijah? Are you the Messiah? He said a great sentence. He said, I'm just a voice. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. By saying, I'm just a voice, he is feeling himself like the Holy Spirit fills him, and just he is the voice of the Holy Spirit. I came to the earth just to proclaim the mission, the message from God. I want to say what God says. So I'm just a voice. Can you say on yourself this is? Because he is living a very sacred life, very spiritual life, he could say, I'm just the voice of the Lord. أنا صوت صارخ في البرية. And you know, crying in wilderness, صارخ دي يعني كلمة كبيرة قوي. لأنه معناه يعني he is full of passion inside. He is crying, يا جماعة توبوا, يا جماعة الموضوع خطر. And this is one of the characters of any preacher, that he feels the passion, he feels the fire inside himself. He cannot stop himself. He is crying out loud, يا جماعة توبوا, الموضوع خطير, في أبدية وفي جهنم. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. You know this prophecy, you know, we explain it by saying, the valley who feels inferior, those people who are very depressed, very down, gets filled, that the word of God can help those poor people feeling themselves inferior to get up and to feel their value. And on the other hand, those who are like mountains, they feel the pride, they feel the power, they should get down to kneel before the Lord. So the word of God can help those who are down to be up and those who are up to be down. So paving the way, like making the way or the road for the Lord easy to go. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough ways smooth, and all the flesh shall see the salvation of God. You know, these few sentences are like the program of the preacher. This is simply the plan or the mission of the preacher. You are preaching, you are making the road steady for the Lord. You are trying to make the way easy for the people. So those who are feeling very down, you help them to feel, no, you are beloved. God loved you and God came to you. And those who are feeling proud and they do not need God, no, you are in real need to God. And those who are, you know, like crooking or living in rough ways, you are straightening straightening their ways. You are trying to make their road straight. So this is the kind of work we are going to work with any people after. Rebuking like every mountain and hill brought low, and encouraging every valley shall be filled, directing the crooked places shall be made straight. Another point in Saint John the Baptist, he was the forerunner. Forerunner, what we call as-sabiq. As-sabiq, yani al-sabaq. Because he appeared just like 6 months before the Lord. And in these 6 months, he could change the picture of Palestine, and thousands started to repent with the word of God given by Saint John. For this is he of whom it's written, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." It's important for all of us to remind ourselves always that I'm not the one who will rescue the people. I'm not the one who will save them. I cannot change their heart. But I'm doing just the forerunner part. I'm trying to just ease the way for the Lord to come in. So we believe in the power of the Lord to change the heart. I'm just trying to help these people to accept the word of God. This is my real mission. I'm not the one who will save them. So Saint John was very clear with himself. I'm not the Messiah. I cannot change any of you. I cannot save anybody. He will come saving you, but just be ready to accept him. This is our mission, that we are making people ready to accept the Lord, ready by logic, ready by feeling, ready by love, but we are trying with the prayer, "God, please, this man, I think he is ready to accept you now. Come in, please come in." So Saint John was believing in the power of the grace of God. He never believed in himself as the one who can complete the mission. No, he is just the start of it. Also in John chapter 1, "I didn't know him," even Saint John was saying so, "but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water." So he was clear with himself. "I came baptizing the people with water just to help him to appear, to present himself in front of these congregations." Also, you know, Saint John, as a preacher, he was also a priest. يبقى احنا قلنا عليه ايه؟ كان في الاول preacher و claimer, وبعدين قلنا كمان انه forerunner. كل دي اوصاف يعني ايه واحد كارز يا جماعة. انا عايز اوصل فكرة يوحنا المعمدان في الوقت القليل اللي خدم فيه عمل كرازة ضخمة جدا بالمعنى ده, انه حضر الناس للمسيح. وده جزء من رسالتنا, نحن بنحضر الناس لدخول الروح القدس. هو ربنا يشتغل عليهم, احنا مش هنقدر نشتغل احنا كل حاجة, هو اللي عليه الدور الاكبر, بس احنا بنعمل ايه عشان نجهزهم للمسيح. انما كمان as a priest, you know, when the priest, we now the priests of the New Testament, we are offering the incense, البخور. احنا بنقف قدام ايقونة يوحنا المعمدان نقول له السلام للكاهن ابن الكاهن, بنقول كده سرنا بعد ما ندي البخور للعذراء, نقول لها نعطيك السلام يا والدة الاله قائلين السلام لك يا ممتلئة نعمة. نبص على يوحنا المعمدان واحنا بنتدور على باب الهيكل, تاخدوا بالكم من الكاهن لما يدور بالبخور كده يبخر ناحية الناس يقول السلام للملائكة والشهداء والقديسين, يعني عقبال ما تبقوا شهداء وقديسين يعني. فبندي البخور للشعب, وبعدين نيجي ناحية يوحنا المعمدان نقول له السلام للكاهن ابن الكاهن, لأنه يوحنا سان جون was a priest because he is the one chosen to baptize the Lord. This is, you know, an act of a priest, and his father was a priest, زكريا. So he is like a new priest between the Old Testament and New Testament. John tried to prevent him. When the Lord came to Saint John saying, "Please accept me in your baptism," he tried to prevent him because the Holy Spirit revealed the truth and could tell him that this man is the Lord, he is the Messiah. I need to be baptized by you. I need your grace. I need your power. I'm a man. You are not only a man. You are the Messiah. You are the Lord. So you can baptize me because repenting before you. But the Lord said, are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit. Now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. So by saying so, St. John obeyed the Lord and he baptized the Lord. So this, you know, is very special to St. John, never happened before or after. So there's always a value in the preaching story. There's always a value. While I was in Sudan, I was talking with my son Albert there, that we need to help in developing some of these local servants to be priests, because there are hundreds waiting for baptism and hundreds waiting for confession. And so in the story of evangelism, actually we need priests, we need preachers for the start, but to complete the story we have to have priests. The act of the sacraments should be done by the priests. Also, the Lord said a great sentence about St. John while saying he was the burning and shining lamp. The Lord was saying so about St. John. He was the burning and shining lamp. And you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. كان هو السراج المنير وأنتم أردتم أن تستنيروا بضيائه ساعة. يعني ايه ما استحملتوش نوره أكتر من ساعة، خلصت عليه. لكن شوفوا لما ربنا يسوع له كل المجد يقول على إنسان كان سراج منير والعالم ما استحملوش، قد كده إعجابه بيوحنا المعمدان. برضو تعبير آخر، to be a preacher means to be a shining and burning lamp. While shining you are burning. يعني to shine you need to, you know, you are losing your life, you are burning from inside. يعني انت بتخلص زي الشمعة كده، وانت بتقدم حياتك وخدمتك انت بتيجي على نفسك وصحتك، لكن في الاخر انت بتنور. وكل واحد له رسالة في الساعة بتاعته. Saint John was with a light for some months to the Jews, but the Lord is the real life, real light for the older generations. Also, as a preacher, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, look to this, as a preacher he was very clear in this. Preaching means repentance for the people and delivering the message of faith, the kingdom of heaven. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is actually like a theme of preaching, of evangelism. We are going here and there saying, people, please repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It will come a minute that you will see the king, the real king, coming on the clouds, and this is the start of the kingdom of heaven. We believe in an eternal life, in a kingdom coming, so please be ready for this. In Matthew chapter 3, even now the axe is led to the root of the tree. This is part of his sermon, you know. St. John was saying so. قَدْ وُضِعَتِ الْفَأْسَ عَلَىٰ أَصْلِ الشَّجَرَةِ. He was strong. He was tough. But actually, with this kind of toughness, the people loved him, admired him, because he was very straight, very pure. So although he was tough in his sayings, but they loved him. So if you are pure in heart, if you are really like a shining, a burning lamp, people will admire you although you are saying a tough truth. But it's needed. He said, now the axe is laid on the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I think it's tough. I can't say so in the church. مش هيخلوني أوعظ تاني. إنما لما نقول اللي فيكم مش هيطلع ثمر روحي هيتقطع وترمي في النار، كلام ناشف، كلام مش ناشف بس كلام مهم، كلام صح. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. When they came asking him what to do, just tell us what to do, we believe in you, in your words, so what to do, he was clear, just bear fruits worthy of repentance. If you really repenting, you should show this repentance in fruits, do deeds, do actions presenting your repentance. And he started to give them some exercise to do. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. As a preacher, you should destroy the thoughts which stand against the repentance. Many may believe by giving the tenth, al-ushur, they are happy with the Lord and they will go to the kingdom of heaven. This is not true. Many may believe that as far as their morals are high, they are good people, they are good in their eyes, now they can go to the kingdom of heaven. This is not true. So you should fight the ideas which is not biblical, which is against the truth. So you can say, don't say so. Being a son of Abraham is not a credit. God can make from these stones sons of Abraham. So we need to attack some of the negative thoughts or dogmas people living in. We need this kind of attacking sometimes. يعني احنا ساعات ككارزين بنقعد نتكلم كلام حلو وسهل، انما الحياة لازم تهز الناس هزة وإلا مش هتغيره. فيوحنا تحدى اليهود، وقف لهم، عشان كده كرهوا الكبار بقى بتوعهم، كرهوا طبعا، انما الشعب كان حاسس الراجل ده بيقول صح، كلام ده مظبوط، احنا حاسين بيه فعلا. مين قال اشمعك مننا ولاد ابراهيم؟ طب اشمعنا بقية الناس ما تولدوش ولاد ابراهيم؟ Don't say we have Abraham as our father. I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Also he answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise. This is important in our mission, that you should assign or you should say specific exercises or actions to be taken, because these people who start the relation with the Lord do not know exactly what to do. So he told them what to do exactly. If you have two, just give one. He has food, let him do the same, share the food with the poor. Another name given to the great Saint John is the friend of the groom. You know, he has many names. من أكثر القديسين اللي خدوا أسماء كبيرة، السابق، السابغ، السابغ the one who baptized the Lord، السابق the forerunner، الشهيد because he was a martyr. Also he was named as the friend of the groom. You know, he is the one who said so on himself. While being asked by the Jews, they came to him, said, are you the Messiah? So why you are baptizing people? And look to your to the Messiah you had baptized before, he is making a crowd around himself. He said, he who had the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled. تعرفين كان عايزين يغزوه بيسوع، ربنا له المجد. قال لهم أنا صاحبه، مش ممكن أغير منه، أنا بحبه، هو صاحب العروس، هو العريس، أنا فاهمها كويس، أنا صديق العريس، مش أنا صاحب الفرح. So he was very honest. Although thousands were leaving St. John going to the Lord, but he was happy because he the bridegroom. فمين الفكرة؟ يعني الحتة دي معناها if you are really a preacher, you are working with the Lord, you are like being a friend of the groom, because you are happy giving him his church, giving him his bride. So it's important to share his happiness. He said, my joy is fulfilled. I'm happy seeing the crowd, these people going to him. I'm fulfilling my mission by seeing these people leaving me and going to him. Again he said, you yourselves bear me witness that I said, I'm not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. So he said it many times, I'm not him, I'm not the one, I'm not the Messiah, I'm his voice, I'm his forerunner, I'm his servant, I'm his preacher, I'm his friend, but I'm not him. So if you work with the Lord, you may face like people loving you. Make sure that try to push their love toward the Lord. ينبغي أن هذا يزيد وأني أنا أنقص. This was written, he must increase but I must decrease. Also this is the role of any preacher, that you make sure people love the Lord, even if their love to you decrease, no problem. If they forget you, no problem. But they should stick to the Lord. The teacher, another name for or another mission of Saint John, he was a great teacher. They said to him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? So in his program, in his discipleship, he taught his disciples to fast and to pray. So he had like a program, and his disciples were very committed to their qanun ruhi. You understand? So he was not only like a preacher to the congregation, he has his own disciples, and these disciples were very good in praying and fasting. By the Lord, he said, they are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you and you didn't dance. We mourned to you and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he had a demon. So you know, the Lord spoke many times about his friend Saint John, and this he was saying, انتم مش عجبكم حاجة, يوحنا جه ما بياكلش وما بيشربش, قلتوا في شيطان, انا جيت باكل وبشرب, قلتوا ده بتاع خطاه وبتاع شرب, فانتم مش عاجبكم حاجه. But you know, look to this, he considered Saint John has his own school, and he respected very much his school of teaching, asceticism and nusk or zuhd. يعني he is the father of the monks, you know. يعني يعتبر يوحنا المعمدان the model, the role model or the icon of the monks, because he spent his whole life in the desert fasting and praying away from the physical desires, and God respected this school and admired this. But for the people, ما بيعجبهمش العجب. So he was a great teacher. For Herod feared John. أنا براجع حياة يوحنا المعمدان كلها يا جماعة, معلش, يعني عشان تعرفوا أنه الكارز ملوش فورمة واحدة ولا جانب واحد ولا موضوع واحد, هو بيدخل في حاجات كتيرة قوي من غير ما يحس. بيبقى مدرس شاطر وبيبقى واعظ شاطر وبيبقى ناسك وزاهد وبيبقى حبيب المسيح قوي, كل ده لازم يبقى جواه عشان يأثر في الناس. Being an evangelist, the موضوع مش بسيط. Concerning the problem of Herod, Herodes, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. You know, in the early days of his mission, Herod loved him because he saw that most of the people are going to the desert to see this Saint John and following his teachings. So he admired his teaching, he admired this personnel, he looked up to him, this man is great, he is like the prophets I heard about before. And he protected him because, you know, الجماعة بتوع الهيكل was against St. John. The Pharisees was against him. So Herod stands for him. Stood for him, but in his early days. And when he heard him, he did many things. Imagine that Herod himself was affected by the sermons given by St. John. He started doing good things after listening to the words of St. John. Imagine how powerful the words of St. John. يعني حركت قلب هيرودس الشرير بس جت في حتة بقى وقفلت معه بعد كده. He did many things, many good things, and heard him gladly. So he liked listening to St. John, and he tried to do good things after St. John, and he protected St. John. وبعدين يحصل بقى ايه؟ John had said to Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You know, when some big man like Herod admired some preacher like this, he should care for his relation with this man. He should keep this good relation, because this Herod is very much controlling everything. So it's better to continue the relation in a good way. When it comes to the law breaking, no way, you are doing sins. This is not right. So he was very honest in everything. Although Herod loved him for some time, followed him, protected him, but when it comes to the law breaking, no. It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So this is the end. He was a witness and a martyr. Witness to the truth. And this is, you know, one of the good terms applying to any preacher. You are witnessing the truth. Witnessing against the darkness of this world. Witnessing that Messiah, our Messiah, is the real Lord. He is God. Witnessing to the story of salvation. Witnessing of the eternal life. While witnessing, you may, you know, proceed into martyrdom. تعرفين بالعربي الشهادة والاستشهاد كلمتين داخلين في بعض. يعني ايه؟ وانت بتشهد للمسيح احتمال ايه؟ تستشهد. فاهمين ازاي؟ ففي العربي شكلها احلى. الشهادة والاستشهاد يعني انت هتاخد السكة دي لاخرها، هتشهد للحق حتى لو ايه؟ شلت رقبتك على ايدك. The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him, said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was witnessing. He was like pointing his finger to the Lord. This is the real lamb, the real offer, sacrifice. I have seen and testified. This is the Son of God. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. You know, this is the early sentences said by St. John. The event مش بقى يوحنا الحبيب لما كتب إنجيله قال لم يكن هو النور بل إيه ليشهد للنور. فهو كان فاهم كده كويس قوي. هو ما كانش النور بمعنى النور الحقيقي، النور الإلهي، لا، ولكن كان عارف رسالته جاي يشهد للنور. So look again. دي آخر كلمة بقى. Being an evangelist, he was like a hermit. Hermit يعني ناسك أو سايح أو زاهد. He was a proclaimer, a forerunner, son of the priest. Son of the priest, you can take the meaning of you are a disciple of your father in confession. So you are taking the power of his priesthood. He was a preacher, he was a friend of the groom, he was a teacher, and lastly he was witnessing and ending by martyrdom. Glory to God. Amen.